Hello?
Hello, is this Brian?
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. It's Mel and Chris from 92.7 Rock. How are you?
Good, you?
Better than we deserve. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a couple minutes so we can ask you a couple of questions, Brian?
Yeah, just ignore the background noise. I'm on a train in Lausanne right now. But yeah, cool. You can ask all the questions.
Well, where are you headed right now?
We are just heading. We just left Champéry, where the actual curling is located, and we're on a train in Lausanne now, just heading to tour around town before the opening ceremonies this evening.
Now, the opening ceremonies are going to be pretty special for you, Brian, and your wife Cheryl, and your daughter Lauren. Can you tell us why the opening ceremonies are going to be so cool?
Oh, it's going to be pretty awesome to have her walk out in front of all of her teammates, which is Team Canada, obviously. And she'll be carrying the flag to the main arena for Canada.
She's the flag bearer. I have got goosebumps.
Yeah, we do too, still. Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. So can you tell us, Brian, a little bit about Lauren and her curling career?
Well, I got her started in curling about 10 years ago. Because I'm a curler as well, and she just took off right away from it. She loved it, and she likes all the friendships she's made in it as well. And she's addicted to it. It's just a fun sport for what she enjoys doing. So,
can she kick your butt?
It's close.
So the student hasn't become the master yet, is what you're telling me, huh?
Yeah, but we've had our games there, and she can put up a good game against the old man yet.
We're speaking with Brian Radula, whose daughter Lauren is the flag bearer for the Canadian team at the World Junior Olympics in Switzerland right now. A lot of people may not know that there is a youth Winter Olympics that happened, and this is kind of a big deal. I mean, the entire family's over there in Switzerland right now. How many athletes, or do you know how many athletes from Canada are participating?
We have 78 athletes.
All led out by your daughter bearing the Canadian flag.
So great.
In how many hours, Brian?
Right now, we are, I believe, around 2 o'clock our time here. We're 6 hours ahead of you guys, so it's 7:30 this evening.
So in like 5.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So you'll be able to watch on the CBC live stream the opening ceremonies.
Oh, fantastic! Good to know.
Yeah. Will they also be showing the curling itself?
Yeah, we have a few games that are scheduled on live stream as well. We play Russia tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Swiss time.
So 4 a.m. Eastern?
That game's going to be live streamed.
Wow. Where's Lauren right now?
Lauren is actually in the, like, she had a practice this morning that we were at. And so she had some meetings with the team after practice. And then now she's in interviews all afternoon before she goes to the opening ceremonies.
Wow.
And what's her position on the team, Brian?
She is the lead.
Does she have aspirations of being a skip one day?
When I first started coaching her, she was a skip.
Mm-hmm.
But since she moved to Team Crozier, she's been moved around in the lineup. But she's got the experience to be a skip, but she likes being front end now. You never know, someday she might move back into that role, but
you better work out up there. As a lead myself at the Iowa Wild men's night and a first-time ever curler, there's a lot more working out that happens when you throw a lead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's actually a lot of fitness to this game than more than people will expect to see.
Well, enjoy the trip. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy everything that is Switzerland, and congratulations, honestly.
We'll be cheering Lauren on here.
Yeah, there is. She's getting lots of support, and it's awesome.
Oh, fantastic.